the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being here with us today. And welcome to this hour. It's 8 minutes after 10 o'clock, and this is the hour. I always want to be sure that our Radio Phoenix listeners in Arizona know that it's 8 minutes after 7 for you. So you have a little time to rub the sleep out of your eyes. Our Youth Expression Showcase is this hour, and we've got some great folks that are going to be part of it. The Mortimer family of Mount Lebanon is here. In a moment, you're going to hear Madeline, who is 14, play violin. But first, in just a moment, you're going to hear Mother Elizabeth, who I should mention is here with her husband and father, Mark, and son, Simon. Elizabeth and daughter Lucinda are going to play together on piano. Live performances here at the Saturday Light Brigade from youth musicians are made possible in part with support from Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency, with administration locally by Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. Feel free as you listen to pass along your comments and hellos if you're a family member of the Mortimers or a friend and would like to say hello. Go to slbradio.org and instant input, and you will be able to get a note directly to the studio, which I will pass along directly to our musicians. It's going to be a lot of fun. First, we're going to hear a duet with Mom Elizabeth and daughter Lucinda, both sitting at the same keyboard. And then you'll hear Lucinda with a couple tunes. I'll let you know about those. But first, here is our duet with two of the Mortimer family. Very nice. And Elizabeth was on the lower keys and her daughter Lucinda was on the higher keys. Lucinda is now going to play the first of two solo numbers, after which we're going to talk with her. So here is her first solo. And by the way, everybody here is studying at Pittsburgh Music Academy. Was beautiful, and that's always been one of my favorite songs. And I don't know if you could see, but John Philip and Jamar, who are our big brother, little brother pair that are going to join us, were actually turning cartwheels out there as you were playing. They could hear the music, and were sort of prancing about as you played. We're going to hear one more song from Lucinda, who is 10, by the way, and then we'll talk as her sister gets ready to play. Was beautifully done, and we're going to switch around a little bit now. Come on over to the yellow and green microphones as your sister Madeline gets ready to play. You can sit in front of your choice, and you can put on some headphones too, which will make it a little easier for us to hear each other. And I can't wait to learn a little bit more about each of you and your music lessons and what you've done. I'll start with you. Listen, you did a great job. How long have you been playing piano?
5 years.
For five? Oh, let me, I'm sorry, I actually had the wrong microphone there. How long has it been?
5 years.
And wow, so you started when you were five. Who is your teacher now?
Kiki.
And she's here too. Has she been with you for that many years?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, she must be really proud of you. Is it still hard? Well, was it ever hard to learn how to play?
Yeah.
What's hard about it?
Sometimes it's hard to remember when you play the notes.
Yeah, I would think so, too. What's the secret to getting better is you're probably learning new things constantly. How do you get better?
You have to practice.
And do you practice a lot? How often do you practice?
Once every day.
And for how long do you think?
20 minutes.
That's a long time to play. My brother is a musician. He plays guitar, and I know he's always practicing. In fact, I think he practices more than he performs sometimes. What grade are you in?
Fourth.
And do you go to Mellon Elementary?
Markham.
Markham in Mount Lebanon. I was talking to Simon before, who I know is going to Mellon, your brother, and maybe we'll talk a little bit afterwards if you would like to. What do you like to do in school? Do you have a favorite subject?
Reading.
Are you reading anything interesting now, a book that you like or that you'd recommend to other kids your age?
No, not really.
Nothing now especially. I'm reading a book called The Things They Carried, which is more of a high school book, which is about soldiers. It's a really interesting book. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening? A shout out to anyone?
No.
Okay. Well, you did a great job. And I think we'll talk to your mom after we hear from your sister. And your sister's name is Madeline, and she has one piece prepared that she is going to play on violin, and we'll turn it over to hear now. By the way, Slim Forsythe is going to be performing in our next hour, and it's nice to see him here. Here is Madeline. Well, we've got some time to say hello to everybody. I'm going to start with Madeline. I was really impressed watching you, Madeline. You can go ahead and slip the headphones on if you want, because I've got some music in the background that you won't be able to hear otherwise. You're playing posture and stance. I could tell that you really take music very seriously, and I don't mean that. I mean that as a real compliment. Is that true?
Yeah, it's like both serious and fun.
Yeah, I know you were enjoying it, but I could also tell that you were really, I guess, feeling the music as you were playing it. Do you play in an orchestra or a band?
I play in an orchestra in the winter.
And where do you go to school?
Ellis.
So Ellis has a great music program there. Are you playing with there?
I don't do it in school.
Oh, okay. Who do you play with?
It's an orchestra that PMA does.
Oh, terrific. Well, that's good. And before I forget, do you want to acknowledge teachers or say hello to anybody while you're on the radio?
No.
Who is your teacher? Is it Kiki as well?
No, it's Alicia. She's not today, but yeah.
Well, that's great. And how long have you played?
8 years.
Wow, that's a long time. Do you play any other instruments?
I play viola.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And let me bring your mom into the picture here, Elizabeth. It's got to give you a lot of pleasure to play with your kids. And are you learning piano now as well?
I also take piano lessons from Kiki. So.
Well, that's fun to have both of you, really the two of you taking lessons together. What caused you to be interested in doing that?
Well, I grew up playing oboe, and I was a pretty serious oboe player through high school, but then I dropped music altogether when I got into college. And when Madeline began violin, she was in first grade. You know, PMA teaches using the Suzuki method, so there's a lot of parental involvement. And as I was taking Madeline through her violin lessons, I realized I really, really missed having music in my life. So a few years later, when it was time for Lucinda to start piano, I started piano at the exact same time with Kiki. And I'm really glad to have done it. I originally started so that I could accompany Madeline, but now I do it all for me because I just love playing.
Well, and let me turn to Kiki for a moment, because I know from our years of experience in working with Pittsburgh Music Academy that this is not the only time where you've had a parent and a son or daughter playing together.
That's true. We have a lot of people like Elizabeth who really enjoy being involved in their children's lessons and then decide that this is something they'd like to do themselves.
And that's just terrific to end up having multiple people playing. And, you know, it's nice to learn together, too. I would imagine, just turning back to you, Lucinda, I would imagine that having your mom to practice with and play with has got to be fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
And doing the duet, was that hard to figure out how to do together? I mean, how do you coordinate something like that?
You want to speak?
No? Okay. Well, I'll ask your mom. I mean, that's kind of a weird question, but do you have to get your timing identical? Or, I mean, playing with another person is not easy.
Lucinda usually learns her part first, and then we put it together. It kind of happens magically, but Lucinda does a really good job on learning her part first, and then once we both learn our parts, it's really easy to put together.
Now, Pittsburgh Music Academy is who students are from, and we'll give you their phone number in just a moment, as well as a way you can get in touch with them online. Let me turn to Simon, who is the brother who has patiently been observing these performances. How are you, Simon? And once again, I am, hang on a minute, let me check your microphone. Oh. Somebody's been sitting in my chair. Wow. Okay, hang on a minute. Now we're going to hear you. How are you?
Good.
And how old are you?
I'm 12.
And you are also in Mount Lebanon School District. We were talking off the air. You're at Mellon?
Yeah.
And do you play any instruments?
I play the drums.
I played drums, too. Are you learning your rudiments?
Yeah.
Like paradiddles and flams and Radha McHughes, and there's 23 of them, right?
I'm not sure.
My memory is there's 23 of them. Have you played a set yet, or are you learning?
No, I'm just playing on the snare.
That's
right now.
What I did, too. How's it coming?
Good.
It's kind of hard to learn that. What do you like to do for fun?
I like to play lacrosse.
Excellent. What a nice family. Kiki, how can folks get involved with Pittsburgh Music Academy?
Well, I think the first thing they should do is look at our website. You can reach us at www.pghma.com. And our phone number is 412-429-2122. We have a lot of programs. We now have three locations. Our main school's in Carnegie. We have a branch in Bloomfield at the Waldorf School, and we just took over another branch from a teacher who retired in Upper St. Clair. So we've got about 300 students, and we have people of all ages who just enjoy making music.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's very clear all the students we've had from Pittsburgh Music Academy always enjoy playing and not only making music, but just the fun of playing. Does anybody else want to say anything they might have missed? Any hellos or any other things to pass along? Everybody's happy. We've got Dad Mark over in the corner with no microphone, and he's not allowed to speak today, according to the rules of the house.
Say hi, Dad.
Thank you to the Mortimer family, all of you, for being here today. And Kiki, thanks again for arranging things.
Thanks for having us.
It's 29 minutes after 10 at the Saturday Light Brigade.